This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Megatech platforms helping out the government, cracking down on your speech.
Working right alongside the Ministry of Truth.
Indeed.
And the Truth Cops.
There's more to say about the story, and we will do more coverage of this in moments. We're going to go to your phone calls first. The number here is 603-283-6160. Ian and Conan here, 603-283-6160. Let's go to those phones, to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian. I was just surprised that the beginning of the end might be at hand. The Bank of England has been buying their own debt, as all governments have for quite a while. But they are now to the point of depression where they are forced to put many of these bonds on the open market for bid.
Okay.
So the great behemoth who started all this colonization of the whole damn world has finally come to its knees, it would seem.
We'll survive.
Well,
it'll get taken over by a new entity. It'll all repeat.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little too early to proclaim the death of the central banks. I mean, I would love to do a little grave dancing in that particular case, but I think they've got a few tricks up their sleeve, Major.
Well, it would seem a coal has been thrown into the paper products.
All right.
The smoldering, festering beast is now apprised of his own demise.
That just means he's going to get desperate.
Yeah. Well, they've been getting desperate a long time. You were just talking about them releasing all this public information that we weren't never supposed to know, but most of us always did. I want to know when they're going to release the truth about 9/11, how they blew the piers out from under that building at like 5:45 in the morning. None of the hot dog vendors were around.
I don't know, man. We still don't know the truth about.
To be there.
We still don't know the truth about JFK.
Nope.
I mean, That's been more than 60 years.
I think old George Bush Sr. sniped him. That's how he got his rise.
It's an interesting theory.
Culvert.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160.
He was overseeing it. He was there.
Yeah.
By the way,
it is an interesting theory.
By the way, the killing blow. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a video. Of course, I don't. You know, I'm not sitting around watching JFK I don't even get into the real conspiracy. But I remember that I've watched documentaries and whatnot, and they're rewatching the video recently. Jackie provided the killing shot.
No way.
Everyone stop what they're doing. I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I just wanted to watch that video. There was one part of when I watched that documentary as a kid, I remember the strangest thing was when she was like crawling out of the back of the automobile, and the person who was being interviewed was saying she was so distraught that she was trying to collect pieces of his head and his brains. And I was thinking, this is as a young kid, I was like, that is just the strangest thing I've ever heard. But if you watch with this in mind, that Jackie was the one, it was a killing shot from underneath the face or underneath the chin up into his head. Remember that crazy shot that no one can explain?
I don't remember enough about it.
And you had the security guy who was running up behind.
Mm-hmm.
She was passing the firearm off the back of the car to him.
No way, dude.
Rewatch it. He got shot once. Or some gas was put in his face or something. He lurches, and then his head pops up. And it's because she had some kind of a firearm underneath his chin.
Yeah, if that's true, Conan, that is brutal.
Dude, she hated him at that point in her life.
Really?
She really hated him. He was cheating on her.
Wow.
And the CIA got to her. And she agreed to
That's wild.
Finish him off.
If you want to comment, you can. 603-283-6160. Now, we know what's one thing is true, and that is that if the government's saying a thing, it's probably not true.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
But it's for our protection, because we can't know all these secrets.
Truth.
We can't know these secrets. They're there for our security.
Well, it's for the security of the state is what it is.
Well, that's,
for their
we know that.
Yeah, that's the reality of it, is they're protecting their establishment. They're protecting their precious central bank. They're protecting their military-industrial complex. They want people to continue to support their megastate.
If we get the JFKs out there rocking the boat, talking about ending certain three-letter organizations and or the bank...
That's why he was killed, right?
There's lots of speculation, yeah. But that's probably why, yeah.
So the story at The Intercept is, again, really detailed. We're going to jump through a little bit of it here, but just one more part to this sort of chronology of the various different offices that were created. So there's the Countering Foreign Influence Task Force, started in 2018. Then in 2019, the Foreign Influence and Interference Branch. These are all new Department of Homeland Security bureaucracies that were created. 2020, CISA then began working with other members of the U.S. intelligence community, the Office of Intelligence and Analysis Personnel, conducting weekly teleconferences to coordinate activities related to election disinformation. Further, in 2021, CISA, under Joe Biden, replaced the Countering Foreign Influence Task Force with the, quote, misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation
team. Ah, there you got another one.
Team.
I'll have to look that one up.
Which was created, quote, to promote more flexibility to focus on general MDM, which stands for those three words. By now, the scope of the effort had expanded beyond disinformation produced by foreign governments. Remember, the original claim was, oh, the Russians, we got to be careful, make sure the Russians aren't interfering. Well, within 3 years, it became, oh, domestic misinformation. We need to focus on that. That's what they're saying. So according to the story here, the MDM team, according to one CISA official quoted in the report, quote, counters all types of disinformation to be responsive to current events. And Joe Biden's appointed director of CISA, Jen Easterly, made it clear she would continue to shift resources in the agency to combat the spread of dangerous forms of information on social media. She said at the time, quote, one could argue we're in the business of critical infrastructure, and the most critical infrastructure is our cognitive infrastructure, meaning people's thoughts.
Yes, yes, thought police.
So building that resilience, she said, to misinformation and disinformation, I think, is incredibly important. Again, the number here, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. The CISA has, of course, defended, as I predicted, I had not even read this paragraph, they've defended their monitoring authorities, stating that, quote, once CISA notified a social media platform of disinformation, the social media platform could independently decide whether to remove or modify the post. See, it's all totally voluntary, Conan. This isn't a violation of anybody's freedoms. This isn't a violation of your free speech. It's just the voluntary choice of Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, you don't have to use Facebook. You don't have to use Twitter.
That's true as well. In fact, we would recommend you try our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. In late February, this woman who's in charge of CISA texted Matthew Masterson, the former CISA employee who now works for Microsoft, saying that she's, quote, trying to get us in a place where the federal government, can work with platforms to better understand dis trends so relevant agencies can try to pre-bunk/debunk as useful. Just like, so she's saying, look, you guys need to get on board here. You need to do everything that we say to do. Further meeting records of their advisory committee show a constant effort to expand the scope of the agency's tools to foil so-called disinformation. The same DHS advisory committee, which includes Twitter's head of legal policy, or should I say former head of legal policy, Vijaya Gadde, was their, like, basically their head censor, their top lawyer in censorship at Twitter, was one of the first four people that Elon Musk fired on Thursday or Friday when he first took over the company. So if there's any good news, it's if that. Of course, she's probably going to go full time with the government now.
And she got a hefty walkout check too. Parachute.
Is that true?
Well, I think some lawyers are claiming that because they were fired, that they might not.
Yeah, there was conflicting reports about that. Some reports said that because Elon Musk was firing the CEO for cause, therefore he wouldn't get his $42 million parachute. I don't know if that's what happened with Ms. Getty as well. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show and share your thoughts on this attack.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
show, the number 603-283-6160. Coming up, we do have other news to discuss, and I'm going to try to compress some of this story, but it's
a big article. There's a lot, and there's a lot in there, too.
It's an important story from The Intercept. But I'm going to jump down a little ways because they get into discussing the thing we already covered in detail earlier this year, which was that committee that they were putting together, if you recall. What was it called? Disinformation Governance Board. And there was enough outcry about this Disinformation Governance Board that it was, quote unquote, shut down. When, of course, we knew the reality was that was just for show, and they were continuing unabated behind the scenes. In fact, they were doing much more than just having a board set up. A governance board just sounds like a group of bureaucrats sitting around in an office talking about things. But there, in this case, they were doing quite a bit more than that. The Department of Homeland Security had created completely new bureaucracies, completely new wings, including one called CISA, which stands for Countering Foreign Influence Task Force, which by 2021 had been shifted to, rather than just countering so-called foreign misinformation, had been focusing on countering domestic misinformation. And so there's a lot more here. We're going to dig a little deeper at The Intercept. It's Ian and Conan in the studio tonight. Also, don't forget, you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. We mentioned our social media site. We run the site. There's been very little moderation so far. The only moderation that's happened there has been the deletion of spam bots. So you have a lot more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. If somebody posts an opinion there you don't like, just block them, because we're not going to take somebody down for their opinions, even if I don't like them. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com, because, again, I do agree with what was said by, surprisingly, a judge in one of these cases that was cited here, and that is that the answer to free speech, or the answer to speech you don't like, is more speech. Not takedowns, not soft blocking, not de-throttling. So, the number, 603-283-6160. This is, again, according to The Intercept, they've had meetings with the FBI on this, of course. They have their own foreign intelligence, or rather foreign influence task force, including 80 individuals focused on curbing, quote, subversive data utilized to drive a wedge between the populace and the government. They said further in a statement by their acting secretary of the DHS, quote, the department will spearhead initiatives to raise awareness of disinformation campaigns targeting communities in the United States, providing citizens the tools necessary to identify and halt the spread of information operations intended to promote radicalization to violent extremism or mobilization to violence. See, that's what this is all about, Conan. They're just trying to keep people safe.
Yeah, exactly. That's what governments do, right?
Yeah, it's about stopping violence. I mean, who could be against that? You're not against stopping violence, are you?
No.
Well, that's
so
what
I guess I have to go along.
See, that's what they have to do.
They got me again.
They have to stop these negative opinions about the government, because if people stop believing in the government,
we might have another civil war.
Yeah, there could be violence if that happens. Now, look, I'm against violence, too. I want to be clear. I don't think violence is the solution. I don't think that's the answer. And I don't think that people falling into disbelief about the state necessarily means they're going to go towards violence, right? We've got a whole community of libertarians here in New Hampshire that is getting larger as the days and the weeks and the months and years go on. There's more people migrating here from all over the country and the world, and they are not a violent people. They are people who, by and large, do not buy into mythology, the mythology of statism. Into the idea that the government, as we know it, the federal state governments, are something that's of value. We reject it entirely, for the most part. There may be some small government people within the Free State Project, but most of the people that I know are total libertarians, total voluntarists, total liberty-loving anarchists. And there has not been one iota of violence by free staters against the state.
Nope.
So it doesn't follow that breaking up with the idea of the state, ending one's fantasies, the flag waving, the red, white, and blue, and the bald eagles, and all the nonsense imagery, that divorcing oneself from that, divorcing from the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem and all of this programming, that has been hammered into us in, of course, the government schools. Getting rid of those ideas does not mean that you are going to become some sort of crazed bomber or a crazed assassin or something like that. It's ridiculous, but that's what they want you to believe. Department of Homeland Security began to broaden its watch to include a wide array of domestic actors viewed as potential sources of radicalization and upheaval. An FBI official interviewed by The Intercept described how in the summer of 2020, amid the George Floyd protests, he was reassigned from his normal job of countering foreign intelligence services to monitoring American social media accounts. And he will not speak anything but on a condition of anonymity, understandably. And a June 2020 memo bearing the subject line, quote, actions to address the threat posed by domestic terrorists and other domestic extremists, prepared by DHS, delineates plans to, quote, expand information sharing with the tech sector in order to identify disinformation campaigns used by DT actors, which stands for domestic terrorism, or to incite violence against infrastructure, ethnic, racial, or religious groups or individuals. Unquote. The memo outlines plans to work with the private tech sector partners to share unclassified DHS intelligence on, quote, DT actors and their tactics so the platforms can, quote, move effectively to use their own tools to enforce user agreements / terms of service and remove DT content. Biden prioritized those efforts last year. Again, what I like about this story is it's tying Trump right in with Biden. They're all on the same page.
Yep.
These people are not different. Last year, the Biden administration released the first national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. The strategy identified a, quote, broader priority. And I really think this is important here. Enhancing faith in government.
Oh, God.
Remember, I don't know if you remember this, Conan, but when Biden was running for office, the top, cover photo of his Twitter page said, keep the faith. And he wasn't the only Democrat that had that cover photo. Keep the faith. And we commented at the time that that's awfully revealing, isn't it? That the government is referring to itself
as a religion.
As a faith.
As a church.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're not going to come right out and say church. But they have all of the trappings of a church. And we've covered this, you know, look at a courtroom, if you want a perfect example.
Did you see his speech, that V for a Vendetta speech with the red? And
of course. Oh, Biden's one? Yeah.
He's like a crazed minister up there, preaching the faith.
Enhancing faith in government. This is the priority of the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. And there's more. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. If you don't believe that the government is an evil religion, then I want to hear from you. It is free time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hitting the campaign trail with a stop in Hallandale Beach, Florida, to support Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist and warn voters about Republicans who want to undo Social Security, Medicare, and price caps on prescription drugs.
It's going to affect as many Americans as anything else, and a great deal of people in this state are going to be affected. And and they're under siege by our Republican friends.
Worth noting, the plan put forth by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, talked nothing about undoing Social Security, Medicare, or any price caps on prescription drugs. The Supreme Court denied Senator Lindsey Graham's emergency plea to avoid cooperation with the Georgia grand jury investigating possible pro-Trump interference in the state's 2020 vote count. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Attack. It's a coordinated effort on their part to keep us safe from domestic terrorists.
This is trying to keep you safe.
And Putin, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they say. That's what they always say.
You believe them, right? Because they're so honest.
I don't know. You know, I said I was hopeful that this article, this very in-depth article, just breaking all these details down is really going to wake some people up. And I just don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that is surprised to hear this news. But
yeah. I mean, do you think this is going to have any effect on next week's election?
How could it?
It might wake some people up.
What are they going to do? Vote for the Libertarian.
How many people voted for Biden who wouldn't have if they knew about the Hunter Biden laptop?
But it wouldn't have done any good if they'd voted for Trump.
According to the Trumpers, it would.
But they're full of it.
They're savior and messiah.
They just don't know what Trump was doing.
Who signed this into law, by the way.
This started under Trump. This whole domestic terror response, stop the misinformation. Trump started this ball rolling, and Biden is continuing to kick it. Right? Like, that's what's happening here. And that's true of all of the presidential powers that each president has built upon, the powers that have been aggregated during the previous presidents, and they never abolished them.
Oh, yeah. And that particular president might not have acted on that new law, the new legislation, but sure as hell as the next one did.
I think it is worth bringing up here, since you asked about the election, Conan, Justin Amash had made a post today, which I think really sums it up. He says, when the GOP retakes the House, most of the same Republican politicians who are now apoplectic about unconstitutional surveillance, FISA, the FBI, government collusion with social media companies, Department of Homeland Security, arms to Ukraine, massive spending bills, etc., will vote to support and fund all of it.
All of it. Or they just won't do anything. They'll just keep on trucking along. They won't end anything.
They'll have to vote to continue a lot of these programs, right? Like, so they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to expand it. That's the only thing I disagree with Justin Amash on, is not only are they going to continue the status quo, they're going to fund it greater than ever.
You think they're
going
to continue to fund the conflict in Ukraine?
Why wouldn't they?
They said they're not going to. They said they're going to cut back on all of the money that's still being distributed.
They're liars. I don't believe them for a moment. They're politicians. They'll say anything they want to get into office. Oh, yeah, we're going to abolish the FBI because they raided Donald Trump. Sure you are. No, when they get a hold of the FBI, they're going to turn them against the Democrats. That's what they're going to do. It's a political tool, and they know it.
It is.
And it's a valuable political tool. And that's not new, by the way. That's been going on since at least as far back as Martin Luther King.
Since its inception.
Yeah.
When they're a blackmail organization. That's what they do.
You remember, I don't know if you heard about it recently, but apparently the FBI had, like, tons of files on Aretha Franklin.
I didn't know that.
Well. Yeah, they'd spent...
I knew about Malcolm X and JFK.
They were watching
JFK,
Aretha Franklin, too.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're all into this stuff. There was an FBI agent that, I don't remember who he was, but he testified that the FBI has two kind of types of investigation they do. They do the investigation of actual crimes sometimes, and then they do the informational investigations, where they're just
collecting information.
Gathering information on their political enemies. So that's not going to stop under the Republicans.
Collecting ammo to attack their...
And you know what
centers.
Else? What else isn't going to stop under the Republicans?
The CIA.
Inflation. Well, CIA, well, but yeah, the whole Department of Homeland Security and all, and CIA and all that, that's all staying in place. But so is inflation. They want you to believe that electing Republicans is going to stop inflation.
Fix your electric bill. It's skyrocketing.
A load. Who signed the first COVID bailout package, the $2 trillion, remember? $2 trillion COVID dollar bailout package that went to mostly big corporations.
Who was responsible for Warp Speed?
Who signed that?
Project Warp Speed.
Who signed it?
That was your boy. That was your savior, mm-hmm. Trumpers.
Yeah. And who passed it before Trump signed it? Republicans in Congress.
Were they in charge? Were they in control at that time?
They sure as hell voted for it. Whether they were in control or not, I'm pretty sure it was unanimous. Unless, like, Thomas Massey or somebody didn't sign it. It was overwhelming in favor of printing $2 trillion to help the people. Well, here's the help. Here's what your $1,200 or $1,400 or however much that first one was. Here's what your check bought you. A $500 electric bill or $4 gasoline or, you know, $6 a pound meat at the store. So, and it's getting worse. And the Republicans aren't going to be able to turn it around. Now, they're going to have a convenient excuse. They're going to say...
They're going to blame it on the Democrats.
They're going to blame it on Biden. They're going to say, well, we want to, but we don't have the... You know, even if we vote to abolish blah, blah, blah. Oh, we're going to abolish the Federal Reserve, which will never be proposed, of course. That's the only way that you would ever be able to stop inflation. But they would then say, well, Biden would never pass it. So whatever we propose, we can't do. So you need to vote for our guy in 2024. And then we'll stop inflation. If you believe that one, they've got a bridge to sell you. The number here is 603-283-6160. More from The Intercept about the attempt to utilize, not attempt, but the going on program, the federal government program by the Department of Homeland Security to utilize domestic media companies like Facebook and Twitter and Microsoft to crack down on so-called misinformation. So they're talking about how they're working with like-minded governments, civil society, and the technology sector to address terrorist and violent extremist content online, including through innovative research collaborations, according to a DHS strategy document, where they identified a broader priority to enhance faith in government.
There it is.
And that is an important thing to them, because if people don't believe in the state,
they'll stop buying your product and they'll move on. They'll try something different.
Now, what that would look like, that's one of the things we like to kind of fantasize about here on Free Talk Live, to visualize what a future without a government monopoly on violence, which is what the state is.
Mohawks, motorcycles, no fuel.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the case.
I don't think so either.
You probably have more fuel than you know what to do.
Oh, in the urban setups, it might. There might be some strife. Out here where we're at, I think we'll do just fine.
Well, the urban people are the least likely to want to get rid of the government anytime soon. So that's one of the reasons why we just need to break up. You mentioned the national divorce earlier tonight, Conan, and it's worth pointing out. Remember, national divorce doesn't mean just two. It could mean seven. It could mean 50. It could mean various different configurations of breakup for this union. But it's got to happen. Because this has to stop at some point.
I think it will. It'll be similar to the USSR. We're going to break up.
It gets crushed under its own weight, basically.
Oh, absolutely. We can't do this any longer. The pyramid is crumbling. It's going to fall apart. And, yeah, in order to get by, the breakup's going to have to happen. It's going to happen. And in some cases, in some situations, in some areas, it will be violent. But I think a lot of the new countries will do just fine.
They planted the seeds, by the way. Look, like I said, I don't support violence, but it's them who created the seeds of violence out there. They're the ones who are using violence first. They're the ones who are threatening people. They're the ones who are putting peaceful people behind bars. And eventually you keep pushing somebody and they will snap.
Cornered beast.
Exactly. And the people are that cornered beast right now. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't call for it. I think violence is not the solution. But I understand how beasts operate. And humans are just beasts.
Meat sacks.
We're just above the level of throwing poop at one another. And we use bombs instead of poop, right? Like, we're not that much higher than shrieking
monkeys. You watch Walmart, people of Walmart, and yeah. I'm sure there's some videos of people actually throwing poop at each other.
I'm going to see some shrieking monkeys tomorrow night, too, because there's going to be another debate Bonnie and I are going to go to tomorrow outside of the debate for Senate here in New Hampshire.
They're getting rowdy?
No, they're shrieking monkeys. They just chant at one another. They chant the names of the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, the people that attend these things and stand outside. It's just so mindless. There's more coming up, but it could be interesting as well, so we'll report back. More on the way here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Think of whatever you want. Though we are talking mostly about the repression of opinions that some people don't like, specifically opinions that might be critical of the U.S. federal government. And the Department of Homeland Security is involved in this quote-unquote work. They're using tools that have been provided to them, created specifically for this purpose by companies like Facebook, to identify what they're considering to be so-called disinformation and misinformation.
And malinformation.
And now malinformation.
Which is intentional harm. It's like phishing and revenge. There's revenge porn.
Oh, you looked it up?
Would be considered malinformation. It's actually based in reality. It's actually real, but it's intentionally skewed to hurt whatever it's being directed at.
So they're going to these companies and they're saying, take this down, or we think you should take this down. You ought to take this down.
You took it down last time and everything turned out all right.
And they're getting worse, and they're getting more expansive, and they're covering more aspects. And, of course, just like all government programs, they always grow.
And we know Zuckerberg leans a certain way. I think he was perfectly happy taking down the Hunter Biden laptop.
They address that coming
articles up
in the story. We won't read the whole thing, but Zuckerberg and apparently Jack Dorsey from Twitter, quote-unquote, regret taking it down. So we can talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here, but I do want to let you know about the Ballad of the Crypto Six. The Crypto Six would include myself and other members of this radio show and some of our friends who are arrested in an FBI raid because they're trying to crack down on things that are dangerous to the state, and cryptocurrency is one of those things. It's a peaceful kind of danger. It's not violence. But they arrested us in a violent raid against our homes and our persons and charged us with a bunch of BS, victimless so-called crimes. I am going to court as soon as maybe next month for these charges. And if you want to support an upcoming documentary, you can do that over on the Indiegogo page, BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. I am not the producer of this movie. There is an independent crew that's putting this together, but we're promoting it because I think it's a good idea. I hope to see this happen. It's closer than it's ever been at over 50% of the way to its goal. You won't see that on the Indiegogo, and that's because somebody donated some Bitcoin to the project, so it doesn't show up there. But it is over 50% of the way, so thank you to the people who have backed this already. But if you want to earn some perks like T-shirts, possibly hosting Free Talk Live, dining with some of your favorite hosts, you can go to Ballad of the Crypto 6 with a numeral 6.com. to find that there. As we go to the phones here, Henza is on the line in Arizona. What's on your mind, Henza?
Hey, guys. Conan posed a question earlier tonight about The Intercept. Will it actually change any minds? And in many conversations online, I've noticed that people just absolutely refuse to even read this article, calling it out and calling it false. And, oh, yeah. And it's,
well, it's too long, man. No one's gonna take the time to get past the first three paragraphs. At least the first three paragraphs are good to go.
Yeah.
Give you a good idea of what's going on. But, yeah, I don't even think they can do that.
Absolutely. I mean, this should be like the Watergate of our generation, watching just how much our elections, politics, not our, but their election and politics and everything that they have is just being completely, you know, corrupted, and people just have no power. Their votes don't matter anymore. Even the platforms they talk on, they can't even have free speech or say what they, you know, would like to say without being manipulated.
This is true.
Yeah, it's frustrating. What do you want to do about it?
Well, for me, I just leave in a dollar. I've basically sold almost everything I have, or every dollar I have, for just different things. And I got into Bitcoin and stuff like that.
Nice.
And left the country, and I particularly just live on the outskirts of society because I can't necessarily support myself without some of the things in society. But, yeah, I'm doing as much as I can just to kind of, like, walk away from the system itself. It's just complete trash. I love what you guys are doing over there in New Hampshire, especially in Keene. Like, you can go to, like, how many stores you have now that accept Bitcoin over there?
It's not enough of them, but several. I mean, there's...
Can I, like, get my groceries?
No, unfortunately, we're not there yet. There is one convenience store. We actually had three at one time. One went out of business. The other one sadly stopped taking crypto earlier this year. And then one is still accepting cryptocurrency. But there's a doctor, there's a dentist, there's a car repair place. There are a few restaurants as well. So we got some nice fundamentals where you can spend crypto here. And some goldback acceptance as well, which, of course, is a great alternative to the dollar for those that, you know, aren't interested in crypto. Gold is a long time winner when it comes to being a great alternative currency, and the goldbacks are actually being accepted by a handful of places as well. Not as many as crypto, but it's also newer.
Yeah, give it another year. Things are good looking up.
And gold will go a little bit wider.
Yeah,
I'm thinking inflation is going to change a lot of hearts and minds.
It's
going to motivate people to want to think differently and accept different types of currency.
I just paid my dentist with goldbacks this last week, and it's the same guy that takes the cryptocurrency, but since I'm prohibited from using crypto by my bail conditions, I said, hey, can I give you gold today? And he's, what are you talking about? I pulled out the goldbacks, and of course there's this whole process of people just oohing and aahing over the beauty of this amazing product. So, yeah, I mean, this is one of the benefits of getting freedom money to people together in even a relatively small number. I mean, by no means is Keene, you know, the top recruiting destination for the Free State Project. It's probably, you know, maybe it's a little better than the North Country, but, you know, we don't get a lot of people moving here. And so the more people that we can get to come together in the same geographic area like New Hampshire and influence business owners to start taking alternatives to the dollar, the better off those business owners, I think, are going to be in the long run, the happier they're going to be, and we're all going to win, I think, as a result of that, as long as they don't drop a nuclear weapon on us or something.
No.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest fear about that area is the irrational fear that the United States, it just looks and feels like they're on a precipice of nuclear war, NATO and Russia, and then even China trying to outmaneuver the United States in the Southern Pacific. So, like, the political environment just seems so scary. That's the reason why I'm attracted to Mexico. And, you know, we have like 14 businesses that accept crypto down there. None of them grocery stores, of course. But you guys are doing quite a bit in New Hampshire. That's extremely impressive.
When you say 14 businesses, do you mean all in like Puerto Vallarta or in all over Mexico?
No, in Puerto Vallarta, you know, spread around the bay in Busurias and Nuevo. Stuff like that.
That's cool. That's a decent amount. 14 is probably more than most American cities have.
Yeah, we were working hard at it, you know, just running around. We were having a huge uphill battle because there's so many vaccine refugees over there trying to fight the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates and everything like that all the time. So
Are there still mask mandates in the area of Mexico and Puerto Vallarta?
As far as I know, they just recently let them go, probably a few months ago. Yeah, it was awful there. I couldn't believe how long they held on to it. But they literally hired people to stand at the door and not let you in unless you were wearing a mask. And it was just, it wasn't the private businesses. It was all the corporations out there, you know, like Walmarts and Sam's Club and Costco's and stuff like that wouldn't let you in. But, you know, you go to the smaller shops, you know, forced us to do business with smaller people, which was better for us anyway.
Yeah. All right.
You know, when you consider, I'm looking at, I'm over here at Cryptida. There are 28,000 Bitcoin ATM machines in the U.S.
Well, that's amazing.
Someone's buying Bitcoin.
Yeah, you better believe it.
But it's sad that there's just, it's not being spent anywhere except like online, I guess.
Yeah.
And, the, you know, the dark web.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every time I go out here in Tucson, I'm asking people, will they accept crypto? I go to small businesses most of the time. I won't go to the chains and stuff like that. And I can't even get servers to accept it out here. Some people don't even know what Bitcoin is, which just, I'm floored by
it. 2022?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have to spend weeks at a time whenever I'm buying something online. I have to, well, I always buy secondhand, so I'm contacting people to see if they'll accept cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. It usually takes me a few weeks to find one person that'll accept cryptocurrency for something I'm trying to buy.
Damn.
Have you looked into, like, Bitcoin debit cards?
Yes. I currently do have a Bitcoin debit card. Actually, I have two of them. And,
that's good.
Company are you using, if you don't mind asking?
Oh, the evil Coinbase on one and BitPay on the other. I was like the early BitPay guy, so I got a BitPay like, I don't know, 2016, I think.
Yeah, I had the BitPay at one time. I was like, I don't have it at this point, but I replaced it actually with Crypto.com and then Uphold as well. And the thing I like about Crypto.com and Uphold, which neither of which I'm allowed to use at this point, but the thing I like about them is they give you actually a little bit back.
Nice.
The BitPay one doesn't give you anything back, so there's no like real incentive to use it over a normal credit card. But the ones that pay you like 1% or 2%, that's a nice little incentive to actually spend the crypto. Heads up, thanks for the call tonight, man. We got more coming up here. Appreciate hearing from you there in Arizona. There's more coming up on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.